This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agen Erev Shabbos Raboisai. As we prepare for Parshas Tazria Metzora and Lag BaOmer, of course. So you say, what are you talking about? Lag BaOmer is not this week. So what? It has to be this week. It's a halacha. You can only talk about it if it's this week. It's next week. But already we have to start preparing for it. And we know that many, many reasons are given for Lag BaOmer, but the Chassam Sofer famously writes that he really has absolutely no idea what everybody's getting so happy and worked up about with Lag BaOmer. He says there's absolutely no reason to have a Yom Tov on Lag BaOmer. It's not mentioned in Shas. It's not mentioned in Poiskim. It's the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So what? Since when is a yahrzeit a happy day? Look in the Shulchan Aruch. On the yahrzeits of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Aaron HaKoyen, of Yeshua Ben Nun, they're fast days. So all of a sudden, Shimon Bar Yochai's yahrzeit is a holiday. Says the Chassam Sofer, don't count me among the people who go to Meiron on the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I ain't participating. And then he writes in the famous tshuva, to make a holiday on a day that a miracle didn't happen. It's not mentioned, not in the Gemara, not in the Poiskim. V'remez, remiza, there's no hint. Rak menias hesped v'tainis min hagahu. All you have is the custom of not eulogizing and fasting. V'taima gufle dana, and even the reason why we don't fast and eulogize, I have no idea what the reason is. However, although the Chassam Sofer writes that, he does write, based on something in this week's parasha, that there may be quite an interesting reason for Lag BaOmer. In this week's parasha, we talk about the Yoylades, the woman who gives birth. Da'aber al b'nei Yisrael leimar, speak to the Jewish people saying, Isha ki sazria, v'yalda zachar, a woman who gives seed, she'll give birth to a male. By the way, the Gemara says from here, Isha mazras tchila, you'll have a boy. Right? The Gemara gives a sure way to have a boy. If somebody wants to have a boy, the Gemara gives very clear advice. V'tama shivas yamim, she'll be tame for 7 days. Ki mei nidas devoisa titma, like the days of her nida flow, she will be tame. The same way Anida is Tamei for 7 days, Yoyledes is Tamei for 7 days. By the way, let's just digress for a moment. It says, Ahilu Gabal HaTurim, she's Tamei 7 days, and when somebody dies, how long is the Avelos? What a coincidence, says the Baal HaTurim. Just, she's Tamei 7 days, and Avelos is also 7 days. Huh? Like, what? So, and also, you know, When you buy croutons in the stores, buy 6 get 1 free. Also, what is one thing got to do with the other? Because she's tamei 7 days, therefore avelus is 7 days. Yeah, kilauma shabo ken yelech. You know, what comes around goes around. What comes around goes around. You come into the world, you create a tuma for 7 days. You leave the world, you create avelus for 7 days. By the way, the Paneach Raza also says, Keneged, the 7 days that a woman is Tamei, there's 7 days of Avelos. Lu'uma shaba kein yelech. But still, what does one thing got to do with the other? So there's a Perush on the Paneach Raza called Raza de Meir. By the way, the Paneach Raza was written by Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Paneach is Gematria Yitzchak. Raza 208. Raza is Gematria Yitzchak. Not only that, but I believe the son-in-law, the Maral of Prague, wrote a perush on the Paneach Raza. His name was Yitzchak. Says the Chidah, the Paneach Raza, when he called it Paneach Raza 208-208, he thought both of the names were for him, Yitzchak. Little did he know that the main perush on Paneach Raza, many hundreds of years later, would be written by another Yitzchak, and his name would also be Merumas in the title. But be it as it may, the Raza de Meir asks, Ma inyan zelaza? So he offers the following pshat. Rabbeinu Bechai says, had Adam HaRishayin not sinned, then there would be no procreation through Dam Tuma and Dam Tara and Zera. The way reproduction would work would be Bidimyain. The man would think of the woman and she would then get pregnant. Okay? Machshava is Zachor Nekeva. There are birds that till today, that's how they reproduce. You wanted to talk about the birds. Who wanted to talk about the birds? Thank you. So Mr. Summers wanted to talk about the birds, so we got into the Marmaka of the birds. That's how some birds reproduce. Al Yidei Machshava. How they think about the female and the female becomes pregnant. That is why the woman brings a carbon when she gives birth. Why does a woman bring a carbon? That she has to give birth this way because of the chet of Chava, otherwise she could have given birth much simpler. The Tumah of Leda comes through the chet of Adam and Chava, who are Goyrem Yisrael Olam. Therefore, both Tumas Yoledes and Avelos, which all came as a result of the chet of Adam Arishon, they're all 7 days. It's too bad on her. What are you? You're defending her now.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't
have all the when you,
no,
you
no, that's in America. Everywhere else they know you sin, you get punished.
Hey, Dibahatra, how come the punishment wasn't explained to him? That's his question. Because on Shabbos you have to say what the sin is. Do you
want to know who warned Adam?
That
has nothing to do with this year. When we learn Parashas Bereishis, you'll try to figure out who warned Adam Arishon. I'm not here to explain all the secrets of Gan Eden now. Okay. But when a woman gives birth, she's Tamei for how long? 14 days. Right? We're going to see in Pasuk Hei, Vim Nekeva Seled V'Tama Shavu Ayim. She's Tamei 2 weeks. Why when a woman gives birth to a Nekeva, right? She gives birth to a girl. Why does a girl create double the tumah? Says the Svarno that the after effects of the birth of a girl are much more traumatic than that of a boy. They last for 2 weeks as opposed to a boy. A boy, you have a boy and fartig. After a week, she's back to herself. A girl, it takes 2 weeks. Fine. Now, what about the Dam Tara? The Dam Tara works this way. Ushloishim yoim pasuk dalet, right? Pasuk gimel. V'yam hashmini. Yimal basar olasai. Ushlashim yaim ushlashes yamim teshe bidme tahara bechal kaidesh leisiga. V'yala mikdash lo yisavai ad malais yimei tahara. She has what is called dam tahara for another 33 days. Now during the dam tahara, she's mutter to her husband. She just can't go into the mikdash. So a total of tuma of how long does a woman have when she gives birth? 40 days. So interestingly, let me share with you. Says the Chizkuni, "Gozar ala zochar kemisbar hayamim shetashlim tsurasai bebeten, v'hanekeva kiflayim, v'davar ze bachaynu menusa." Why, when a person gives birth to a male, are they tummy for 40 days, and when they give birth to a female, is it 80 days? Right? Because a male is 7 days of tumah and 33 days of tahara. And a female, 14 days of Tumah and 66 days of Tara. It's 40 and 80. Says the Chizkuni, it takes 40 days for the boy to develop in utero, and it takes 80 days for the woman, a girl, to develop in utero. And how do we know this? This is tried and tested. Now, what does it mean, it's tried and tested? Who experimented with it? We're going to see. Okay. Says the Gemara, Nida Daf Lamed Amen Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Timei v'tiher b'zachar, v'timei v'tiher b'nekeva, makisha timei v'tiher b'zachar yitzirasa kiyoitza bai. Just like the time of tumah v'tahara by a male is the amount of time it takes to create a male, it takes 40 days to create a male. Afkisha timei v'tiher b'nekeva yitzirasa kiyoitza bai. It takes 80 days to make a woman. A man, you could make him in 40 days. A woman is much more complicated. It takes double the amount of time to make a woman. You know, I guess the push-up shot in that would be, a man is a finished product in that you make him, man can't make another person, a man, so it takes 40 days. A woman, you're making her, and you're making basically an entity that could create another entity, so it takes double the time.
She has 2 X chromosomes.
Okay, that's not what I said though. The reason why it takes double is because you have to make her and her ability to make someone else. Okay. Be it as it may, Maisa b'Cleopatra Malkus. There's a story with Cleopatra. Malkus Alexandros, the queen of Alexander, sheneschayvu shevcheseha riga l'malchus, u'malkan matan zeh v'zeh l'mem aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says that they did an experiment and they found that, in fact, this is the case. Okay. Comes the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh says as follows. Says the Heilige Zohar in Parshas Tazria, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis in the old print. V'kama alaf v'rav revin nafki b'zim nechad ala alma. How many thousands and tens of thousands come out to the world at one time? Umin yoyma da afkuslan, from the time they come out, like ikra nafshan, they're not called a soul, adis yashvan begufa. Adis yashvan begufa, until they settle in the body. Adis yashvan begufa. Vakamahu? How long does it take the soul to rest permanently in the body? Lamed gimel yamin. 33 days. We'll see. Hainu d'chsev, shloshim yoyim u'shloshes yamim. And 30 days and 3 days. V'tama shivas yamim. Why? T'hakol shivas yamim le'alen ruchin legaba. For the first 7 days, the spirit does not come into the body, l'skasharba, to tie itself to it. B'chol ilin shivas yamim. For these 7 days, rucha azla begufa, the spirit goes into the guf, la'ashgacha asrei, to find it. And then it says, v'chadein ksiv, v'hayashivas yamim tachas imay. Basically, the Zohar HaKadosh is megala to us, that the neshama does not enter the body for the first 7 days. Not until the 8th day does the soul enter the body. And how many days does it take the soul to finally settle in the body? Another 33 days. Another 33 days. So, Marvas, an amazing thing. The Zohar is Megala, that it takes, after the first 7 days, another 33 days for the soul to settle in the body. Says Ushla HaKadosh, Ushloishim Yom Ushloishis Yomim Teshev, Mevuar B'Zohar. We find in the Zohar, HaNeshama HaYiredes Melmal, Enim Mesiyah Shevis B'Guf, Kiyim Acher Lamed Gemo Yom. The soul is not Mesiyah Shev in the body until another 33 days. V'tama shivas yamim, shikol shivas yamim, hoylech ruach hanasham beguf havlad, losu loy makim megufay, and then it says, shivas yamim tachas imay, uvayem hashmini yimal. So on the 8th day, that's when the soul enters at first, and it doesn't make itself at home until after 33 days. Why 33 days? 30 days to settle the ruach and the guf, and the first 3 days don't count, because the first 3 days are the 3 days of Mila that it hurts the Yeled. And the Klipa Chitzayna does not have Kayach to rule over like any other, like the rest of the time. Therefore, after 3 days, now the Ruach can start making itself at home. It takes 30 days, and then after 30 days, it is settled. Therefore, for that amount of time, the woman is Tamei, because the child's soul has not entered him completely. Okay, so this is a secret of Zohar HaKadosh, that basically the neshama is not settled in the guf until 33 days after day 7. Comes the Heilige Chassam Sofer and he says, based on this Zohar HaKadosh, we now understand the pshat in Lag BaOmer. What? What does this got to do with Lag BaOmer? The answer is, I have a question for you. When did the Jewish people get their Mila in Mitzrayim? Erev Pesach. And Rabbi say that means 8 days later. 8 days later, right? 7 days of Tuma. For 7 days of Pesach. And then 33 days it took them to get their neshama. That means, when did the Jewish people get their souls? Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a celebration of the entrance of the Nishmas Yisrael into Klal Yisrael for the first time. Says the Chassam Sofer, this is a revolutionary pshat in Lag BaOmer. He says, look at number 11, Isha ki sazria, af agav deho inyan kipshutai, even though the pasuk is read simply, V'teva isha mazras tchilo yado zachar. Oid boy remez im hamakablim hamuchanim isha mazrim tchila. Hainu his oireres lamata lavoidas Hashem hanikra mayan nukvin. Az yishalach ezrasa mikoidesh b'shefa rav. V'yizkali azachar lahashpia mitairasa lacherem. Okay. Says the Hilgach Sam Sofer, V'zayar Yisra Miyar Mamila, Shemascha, Neshama Akdosh, Lichnois, B'tach HaGuf HaYisraeli, Eino Mis, Yashavis, Alma Koyma, Roy, Ad Achar, Lamed, Gimel Yoyim, U'v'zeh Yesh Lohavin, Echad Me'ata'amim, Alag Va'imer. This is one of the reasons of Lag Va'imer. Achar Shini Malu, Erev Pesam HaMitzrayim, after we were circumcised, Erev Pesam HaMitzrayim, Oz Loinis, Yashav, V'saycham, Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh was not Nisyashiv in them until it found rest on the 32nd day of the Omer. Again, the Milo was Erev Pesach. That means 33 days later was Lamed Beis Ba'Omer. On the 33rd day was like the first time that their soul was activated in them. And Lag Ba'Omer is the day of the completion of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael in that great Dor HaMidbar. This is the Chiddush Adach Sam Sofer. That Lag Ba'Omer was the day that the soul entered the bodies of Klal Yisrael. Marv Raboisai, interesting. Here the Chassam Sofer started off in the Tshuva. He doesn't know the reason for Lag Ba'Omer. But in the Tairas Moshe, Chassam Sofer writes, the reason al pi soid for Lag Ba'Omer, that's the entrance of the Neshama. Now the truth is, there's another soid that the Chassam Sofer is Megala regarding Lag Ba'Omer. And what I'd like to suggest today is that the two work together. There's another famous thing that the Chassam Sofer says about Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer is what day of Iyar? The 18th day of Iyar. Yud Ches Iyar. Now historically, what happened Yud Ches Iyar? Says the Chassam Sofer in four places. V'yis Yahiv Rishusa L'Kamayni L'daber Mashahaya Nirali. If you allow me permission to say what it would appear to me. We know that they brought out cakes from Mitzrayim. How long did the matzah that they brought out of Mitzrayim last? Anybody know how long did the matzah that they brought out of Mitzrayim last? 30 days. And then they went 3 days in the desert, and they didn't have bread. The cake, the matzah. Halcho gimel yamim b'lay lechem. And then the mon fell 33 days later. It means they left Mitzrayim and the mon fell on the 33rd day and Kain Haya Iraz Saman Biyam Lag Ba'Omer. V'yiroi lasses a zecher toiv. Says the Chassam Sofer. It would come out based on my cheshbin that the mon fell on the 33rd day of the Omer. And therefore, what is Lag Ba'Omer? A commemoration of the great miracle of the month. So what the Chassam Sofer says in the Tshuva, how could you make a mayid for a day that no miracle happened? No, I found the miracle! The charara lasted for 30 days, and then they went 3 days without bread. Now, the truth is, this is a pele, because the Gemara says, Mefurash, the man fell on Tes Vav Iyar. It's a Gemara Mefureshes. The man fell 3 days earlier. But the Chassam Sofer, and where does the Chassam Sofer get it from? That they went 3 days without bread. It doesn't say that in the Chumash. In the Chumash it says they went 3 days without water when they left Mitzrayim. Nowhere does it say they went 3 days without bread. Chassam Sofer seems to be making like a Gzeir Shava. It says when they didn't have bread, Vayiloinu. And it says when they didn't have water, Vayiloinu. So just like Vayiloinu by the water, as they went 3 days without water, so too they went 3 days without bread. But the fact that the Chassam Sofer repeats this Chiddush four times in his writing means that this is a very beloved Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, that he discovered that the man began to fall on Lag Ba'Omer. Likewise, let's look at the Pasuk. What was the measurement of the man, Rabbi Isai? Per Golgoyles. How much did you get? Blank La Golgoyles. Only one at a time, please. Omer La Golgoyles. Omer La Golgoyles. What else is Omer? Usfartem Lachem. Says the Hilgach Sam Sofer in the Drashos, Likutim for Sphere, look at number 13. Usfartem, Lachem, Mimachas, Hashavas, Miyam, Haviachem, Es, Oimer, from the beginning of U, Usfartem, till Oimer, there are 33 letters. It's a remez to Lag Ba'Omer. The Oimer fell on the 33rd day of the Oimer. The Oimer, Lagolgoyles, fell on the 33rd day.
Did you mention at all that the Talmid
and Rabbi Akiva? No, we're not talking about that. Everybody knows that. I'm not here to tell you about Talmid and Rabbi Akiva. Of course, what? He also doesn't mention about the Chet of Adam HaRishon over here. He doesn't mention anything else. He only is talking about what he's talking about. He's not talking about what he's not talking about. Look at number 14. Chasam Sofer al HaTorah and Parshas B'Shalach. Tav Tav Tzadi Gimel. He says, V'hineh, l'fi divrei Chazal, the man fell on a Sunday. And Hashem said, on the sixth day, prepare. However, if you look in the Medrash, it says they went 3 days without lechem, and the man fell on the 18th day of Iyar, Lag Ba'omer, which was not a Sunday, but a Tuesday. And Bayom HaShishi V'Hechinu is the sixth day of Briyas HaOlam. Be it as it may, here also the Chasam Sofer says that the man began to fall on Yud Ches Iyar. Also in the Taras Moshe HaShalim in Devarim, he says the man began to fall on the 18th day of Iyar. Why? Because we know they didn't have bread. And there's a tradition, God does not put tzaddikim in danger for more than 3 days. So then it comes out, two phenomenal things happened on that very first Lag BaOmer in history. What were they? The neshama entered their body, and the man began to fall. So I'd like to suggest that it was no coincidence that on the day that the Nishmas Yisrael entered Klal Yisrael, that was the day the man began to fall. Why? What does one have to do with the other? There's a famous chakira, and the truth is, I found in my grandfather's notes a chakira. And I actually found, I thought it was his chakira, but turns out he must have found the sefer of one of the Temani Gedolim. And he probably didn't have access to it, so he wrote it over so that he would have it. Here's a chakira. Do we have a neshama or do we not have a neshama? Yeah, why do we have a neshama? Do we need a neshama? Of course, if you don't have a neshama, a person would die. So what happens if a person doesn't eat? Then they die. So that means what holds a neshama in the guf? Food. So what were you telling me? A hot dog feeds the neshama? You're telling me, if I don't eat a hot dog, my neshama's going to leave. That means my neshama likes hot dogs? What's nourishing my neshama? Food? How does food, which is a physical entity, nourish my... If I don't eat food, the neshama leaves. So that means the food is nourishing... What in the food? The food is a physical substance. How does food, which is a physical substance, nourish the neshama, which is a spiritual entity? This is the chakir of Rabbi Chiya Tzalach. One of the Temani Gedolim, he says, Yesh lachgar lezboinen. Im ha'neshama nenes meha achila im lav.
He died about 30 years ago, right? 22 years ago?
I don't think so.
No? I saw it in Mosbah Koislet 50 years ago. He came around about Sadi Rabbi Chiya Temani.
Yeah?
I have a picture of him.
Really? You know what? The truth is, I'm not familiar with who he was. I don't know. He says like this, if the neshama is nena from achila or not, if it's nena, but the neshama is ruchiyus, how could it be nena from a davargashmi? So if that's the case, so don't eat. But if you don't eat, a person's going to die. So that means a person's only neskaima de achila. But a person's ruchiyus, how does he get hana from a davargashmi? So he says like this. He says, every grass, every blade of grass has a mazal. That Hashem appointed over it, and the mazel says, grow, grow, right? It says, Hashem, and the mazel hits it. Hakah, hakah, hakah. What does that mean? That when the malach hits the blade of grass grows. The language of hakah means illumination. Like it says, vatach hashemesh, the sun hit. The sun could hit? No, the sun shone. The hitting of the malach means the malach illuminates the blade of grass. That illumination is absorbed in the grass. Every malach is, the light of the malach is hewn out from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it says it hits the blade of grass, it means it illuminates into the food. Which means, bottom line is, every physical substance has a kernel of ruchnius in it. It has what you call the nitzitz of kedusha. So your food has a dual purpose. It nourishes the body, and it nourishes the neshama. Do you remember the pasuk that says, "Lo yala lechem levado yichya ha'adam, ki al kol moitzav fi Hashem yichya ha'adam"? Not on bread alone does man live, but with the word of God does man live. Meaning, when God created food, he put in the food not only starches and proteins and carbs, he put in the food a davar ruchni. Food has a dual function. It feeds the body, it feeds the soul. Everybody's familiar with the end of the pasuk. Ki al kol moitzeh pi Hashem yichye adam. Ki lo yal alechem levado yichye ha'adam. Ki al kol moitzeh pi Hashem yichye adam. But what's the beginning of the pasuk? Vaya'ancha, I starved you. Vaya'rivecha, I made you hungry. Vaya'chilcha es haman, I gave you the man. Why? Asher lo yadata. V'lo yadam esha leman hoidiyacha. The purpose of the man was to teach a lesson that food doesn't just nourish the body, it nourishes the soul as well. By the way, you know, there's a common misconception. Everyone thought the man was delicious, it was fantastic. Loi haya v'loi nivra, that your kindergarten mora fooled you. It's not true. The man wasn't good. Yeah, it could taste like anything you want. Okay, here, you see this remote control? Eat it for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, and it will taste like anything you want. Meichel toivis, it could taste like caviar. After 3 days, a person would die. Most of the excitement in this world is because food looks, and first of all, it looks good, it smells good, it has different sensations in your mouth. If you ate a pill every day, I don't care what it tastes like.
That person doesn't enjoy the food.
Right, the Gemara says a blind person doesn't enjoy their food. That's why in restaurants, they rip you off and they turn off the lights so you can't see what you're eating, so you get no enjoyment. Mamish, I don't understand. The more expensive the restaurant, the dimmer it is. I don't know. I go in there, I don't get any hano when I eat in there. I'd rather take it home and actually turn on a flashlight to see. Now, the lesson of the man was torture. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. The man was torture. Really? Who says? Hashem. Is that a good enough source? Is that a good enough source? Vaya'ancha! I afflicted you. Vaya, I starved you. The Jews are about to throw in the towel. They're going to die. They're going to die of boredom. Vaya'ancha! Who says this pshat? I never heard this pshat. It's because it's not a pshat. People only know pshatim. They don't know what the Torah says. The Torah says, Vaya'ancha, I starved you. Why? So you realize food is not just physical nourishment. It sustains the soul. What was the lesson of the man? Food sustains the soul. What day did the man fall? On the day the soul came. Coincidence, right? No. On the day the neshama came, Hashem taught them a lesson. Food, why did Hashem teach them this lesson now? Because before they didn't have the soul. Afterwards, they've had the soul ready for a long time. On the day of the entrance of the soul, God taught them the lesson that food has a dual function. It's Kiloy al alechem levadi. Right, the man had no waste. Yeah.
Rabbi, you know, the combination of the man,
yeah,
and Hashem, that's makes the word neshama.
Okay, that's good, but there is no word Hashem though. That's besides that.
We just kept saying Hashem gave us the man.
I know, but there's that's just
the.
It's a colloquial term.
You don't like it? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
I thought it was cute.
And honey,
which tastes good.
I don't know.
No. You could have something tasting as good as you want, but if it has the same appearance and texture every day, it has no time. Look in the Arizal. Arizal says, Kiloy al alechem levadoi yichye ha'adam. Not on bread alone does a person live. What does this mean? Perosh ki chios ha'neshama, says Arizal. The life of the soul, hulay al yidei maichel, is not just the food. Ki al kol moitzeh pi Hashem yichye ha'adam. It's through the word of God. Meaning, the soul is not nourished just through the food, but through Hashem's command. V'zeh ha'bracha ha'moitziah b'peh. When a person makes a bracha and enunciates it, moitzi nitzutza kedusha min atoma. They're able to extract the kedusha, v'nevreres al pi Hashem b'le'isas ha'lamed be shinayim, through the 32 teeth that correspond to the 32 elikims, the 32 nesivais chachma, the person is able to extract the kernel of kedusha in the food. The lesson of the man is that food has a dual role. It feeds the body, it feeds the soul. Let's read the words of the Shlach Kadosh. He says, we find in the Reishis Chachma that even when a person eats dvarim mutarim, permitted things, and they eat it l'shem shamayim, a spirit of kedusha and tahara rests on the person. And the nefesh is nene from the achila mitzad hakedusha. Like it says, tzaddik oichel l'soiva nafshe. The tzaddik eats to satiate his soul. What does it mean, literally? The tzaddik eats to be soiveh his nefesh? It should say the tzaddik eats to be soiveh his guf. What's the soiva nafshe? The nefesh is ruchnias. The inyan is, achila has a tzad kedusha in it. And the tzad kedusha is, the nefesh gets hana. You know, the interesting thing. The Gemara in Tainus says on Heyamud Beis, I believe, the Gemara says that Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak were having a conversation. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, Nu, Zogiber, say over a nice Dvar Torah. He said, you want to hear a nice Dvar Torah? You're not allowed to talk by a meal. That's the Dvar Torah. Yeah? So then when he finished eating, he said, what? He said, Ahach Yamar Rav Yochanan. Ein masich masu shem yanu. Fine. Then he said, "Hakim Rav Yochanan, Yaakov avinu loy meis." But before that, he said, "The reason we don't eat by a suda is shema yakdim kana levashet." Says the Chassam Sofer in the Sefer, "Jerusha ma'agadas Chassam Sofer." Says the Chassam Sofer that by tzaddikim, their achila is also a tremendous mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is they extract the Kedusha of the Meichel by making a bracha and through their 32 teeth, which are connected to Lamed Beis Nesiva Is Chachma. If a person speaks Divrei Torah while they're eating, then what are they saying? Eating is not a Davar Kadosh, only learning. And that's going to bring a danger in Avodas Hashem. You're going to think the only avenue of serving Hashem is through learning and not through eating. Therefore, you're now to speak Divrei Torah while you eat, because then you're going to come to think that eating is not an Avodas Hashem. And it is. That's why it says, Tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshoi. The tzadik eats to satisfy his neshama. Says the Shlah, I found this more in the words of the Arizal, who reads the Pasuk, Lo yal alechem levado yichya adam. The philosophers have already been choyker. What connects the soul to the body? How does it do it? Through eating. Can the neshama eat? Says Arizal, let me explain to you. Everything in the world has kedusha. Ein lecha is of melmata, she'ein le'mazo melmala hamaka boy. What does it mean, hamaka boy? Like we saw in Rabbi Chiya Tzalach, the koyach hashba that comes melmala. Like it says, every food in the world has a guf and a nefesh. The meichel hanigla is the guf, and the hashpa milmala is the nefesh. And when a person eats, al yedei the achila, the guf and the nefesh are connected. The nefesh is nene from the nefesh of the meichel, and the guf from the guf hameichel. This is what it means. Kaloy al alechem levadoi. Not only on lechem that's revealed to us is a person, will a person live. No! Otherwise, what tayeles will the nefesh get? Al kol moitza pi Hashem. Which means, sheyesh lemoitza halechem pi Hashem. The bread, the moitza, lechem has the word of God that tells it to grow. So every morsel of food that a person eats has a guf and has a neshama. The guf is nene from the guf. The neshama of the person is nene from the neshama of the food. How do you activate the neshama of the food? Only by making a bracha and by chewing it with your 32 teeth. What if a person had a tooth extraction or dentures? See your local Orthodox rabbi. But l'chaira, a person would be able to do it even if they did have their teeth extracted. Be it as it may, I think it comes out of davar oyom v'noira. That even though the Chassam Sofer says, I don't know the reason for Lag Ba'omer, nobody knows Lag Ba'omer like the Chassam Sofer. He's Megala, two soiders that fit together beautifully. Number one, it's the day the Neshama entered Kal Yisrael. Number two, it's the day the Man began to fall. What's the connection? The Man taught Kal Yisrael that food feeds the Neshama. On the day of the entrance of the Neshama, the Ribbono Shel Olam taught Kal Yisrael what feeds the Neshama. Mar Rabbi Yisai, Agon Shabbos, and a early Freilich and Lag Ba'omer.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.